Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
to God. We welcome you all to the Eagles Supply Hour
Apostle Marcus Dupree, and we thank God for Celine Dupree as well. And we thank God for just an opportunity to come forth to share the word with you tonight. And we also want to encourage you, if anyone have a question or prayer request, amen, at any time, you can call in. The number is 1-347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into Q box. And so we just want to welcome you all tonight as we get ready to go into the Eagles of Flight Hour. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your presence, your anointing, Jesus. And we thank you for you having your way, Lord God. And we surrender all to you. Thank you right now for even as you move by your spirit and your power, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Lord and you are Savior. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us apart for the master's use tonight. Now, thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We surrender all. Thank you, Jesus, for you moving by your spirit and your power in Jesus' name. Lord, have your way, Lord Jesus, as we give you our best delight, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your heart, even as you share with your people. We thank you for each and every one to receive that which is good in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your love and compassion that never quits. And so, Father, we thank you as we come for your presence, oh God, and we come, Lord God, hungry for you, Lord. Thank you for your word that shall meet us in this hour in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We bind the spirit of fear, anything that sounds like you right now in Jesus' name, that we try to come against us, hinder, stop, in Jesus' name, your progress through us and with us in Jesus' name. And we embrace your presence right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for who you are in our lives in Jesus' name as you continue to do what you desire to do. Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus, oh God. We surrender all to you. Now, Father, we thank you right now. Moving by your spirit and your power as we allow you, Lord God, do what you have to do, Lord God. We stand ready tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your wisdom in the name of Jesus that never stops, your love that never quits, and we bless you for it right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, demonstrate your love like never before in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you as we give you praise, all the honor, Lord, for your son Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 So we thank the Lord for his opportunity tonight. And we want to talk to you tonight from a very interesting subject, you know, subject matter, you can see. We're going to get ready to go forth, and we're going to ask you to turn with us to Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9, verse 19, excuse me. And these are the three sons of Noah. Of them was the whole world overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken. And he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his brothers without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both shoulders and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, servant of servants. Shall he be unto his brother?" And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. But the verse of scripture I want to show, verse 21, "And he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent." I have a question for you tonight. I would say, are you your brother or sister's keeper? But let's go a little bit deeper. Are you covering or are you exposing your brother? Are you covering or exposing your brother. Amen. Amen. When we talking about your brother or your sister, amen, but the word cover means to put something over on top of, in front of something else, especially in order to protect, to hide, to close. Or let's get a little bit closer. It means to guard from attack. Are we guarding and guiding our brothers and sisters from attack, or are we leaving them exposed? Exposed means to reveal something hidden, dishonest or struggle, dishonest or struggle, something that's in the struggle. It also means to abandon, especially by leaving in the open. Are we leaving, we knowing that people are struggling, knowing that they're going through, knowing they're having a hard time with things, but yet we watch them and look at them struggle and leave them exposed? It's a check that we have to have. Yes, there are certain things that when we talk about exposure, that needs to be exposed. There's an evil deed that someone's doing that's just playing out evil, deceitful, deceiving with the wrong intent. The heart content of the matter is different. But when there's someone who's actually just sincerely trying to do good, trying to do right, but they're struggling or they're going through a tough time right now and they can't see their way through right now, what are we doing? Are we just sitting there watching them go through, struggling, and yet not covering them? It's a serious question that we have to ask ourselves. Are we helping each other or are we hurting? In the body of Christ, we have to understand we have to take care of our own. The world is already against us. Why should my own brother and sister be against me as well? If anything, it should be comfort in the safety of my own brother and sisters. I should find some kind of safety, some kind of protection there. There should be a covering for one another, because if anything, we should understand what each other go through, because we know how it is to get hit from the blind side, left side, right side, and drop on top of it and get tripped under and push you over. We should understand how that feeling is. So for us not to have the heart to help each other or to watch each other struggle and strain and go through unnecessary pain, that's evil. That's just plain, just call it what it is evil. Are we covering or exposing our brother? Are we letting them stay out there and over with their open for attack, where the enemy is consistently bombarding them because they're open? They can't even protect themselves. They don't know that they're not in a place to help themselves. Are we sitting there talking about them as a conversation, or are we really helping? Let's go back to the script. Verse 20 says, Noah began to be a husbandman. The word husbandman means one that plows, and cultivates land, a farmer. Well, let's look at it like this. As we begin to get into the work of the ministry, Jesus said, I'll cause you to be fishers of men. And as we begin to plow and work in ministry, we begin to go forth and go do good, you know, as far as going out in the gospel and being a light on top of a hill which cannot be hid. There are times in our lives that some of us may go through what we call some struggle. Sometimes we may get ourselves in some things that may be pretty sticky, or we may find ourselves in a situation that we just need some help. Sometimes we may go through some things that we see some people while we're out in the field going through some struggle, going through some hard times while we in the field. See, in the field is where it is. Now, while you're safe in your tent, you're safe in your place, that's fine. But sometimes when you're out in the field, that's when we kind of meet some struggle. We kind of see ourselves going through some things, or we see other people going through some things while we're out in the open in the field and doing the work of the ministry, doing the work for the Lord. And in those times, are some of the worst times to be in the field, to see people go through, see people having the struggle, but then yet we put a blind eye to it and look in the other direction. Well, that's not my battle. That's not really my fight. I mean, at the least you can do is go on some serious prayer for your brother or sister. Because sometimes by covering, it may not be you getting involved. Just simply you take them into the chamber of your prayers and begin to pray and cover, protect them, lift them up, strengthen them by prayer. Are we our brother's keeper? are we our sister's keeper? To see them and not do anything is the reason why God allowed you to see them going through the struggle. It's the reason why God allowed you to hear about them in the struggle. Not to sit there and look at them and pass judgment and just say, oh, well, too bad for you. It sucks being you, and just keep on walking your own direction. That's not what Christian, that's not the godly like thing to do. At the least, if you're not getting involved, at least spend some time praying for your brothers and sisters. Sincerely, don't just say, I'm going to pray for you, and never take a thought about it when you go to prayer. Let's just put the rubber hits the road, because sometimes we'll say that too. I'm praying for you, and never even consider them in prayer. So now you just lied because you didn't pray for that person. But how many times do we do this? We leave our brother and sister uncovered, exposed for the enemy. And now when the enemy comes and gobbles them up and it really brings them to shame, now we go, oh, poor so-and-so. If someone had just helped them out, well, there's someone who could have been you. That's the reason why God let you see them what they were going through. But you didn't do anything about it. Did you leave them uncovered? Did you leave them broken down in a rut? Now, when they've lost everything, you don't even pray for them. But you talk about them, the CNN top topic, but we won't help each other. Lord, help our souls. So if there's anyone who needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. I know this is a happy topic tonight that people want to hear, but we got to really understand, are we really covering or exposing our brothers? It could be that preacher that you know up the road right now is struggling, going through a hard thing right now. Their marriage is kind of rocky right now, going through some hard things, going through some tough times. They just can't seem to see eye to eye. Do we look at them and laugh at them and talk about them, make them a hot topic? Or we sincerely go down and pray for our leaders. See, this is another problem, too. We're not praying for our leaders enough. We see them go through, we see something. God will allow you to hear certain things said to get your attention, but you still ain't praying. But you hold that information and tell us, girl, let me tell you. Well, let me tell you what I heard Pastor so-and-so somebody say. Girl, she come in the beauty shop. Girl, this is what she say. Look what she do. I mean, these are things that we're talking about. We should be praying. If anything, at the minimum, is praying. You can't do no harm by praying for someone. If anything, you should be able to help by praying. Not praying against them that everything fall with pieces. No, God is not into no witchcraft either. People trying to pray, marriages going to hell, you can't do that either. But these are the times that we need to lift up one another. Be there for one another. Cover one another. Don't see your brother and sister in a struggle and turn your back like you ain't see nothing. That's not God. At the least you can do is pray. I'm trying to at least help you. At the least you can do is pray, even if you don't do something about it. But there's some things now that God has given to us to be able to do. You see somebody struggle, you know that hours just got cut at work. They told you, and you see them struggle. You see the hardship. I'm praying, okay, then see, sometimes we got to go from praying to doing something. How many times do we take some time to do something instead of just praying? Well, see, this is the thing that here. Let's go back to the scripture. Let's go back to the scripture. Amen. As we see here, now, it was an innocent thing for Shem. Let's go to verse 20. And Noah began to be a husbandman. And he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine. Okay, so Noah had he began to plant a vineyard, and of course, you know, getting the fruit so he can begin to start make his own wine. Well, he began to drink and was drunken. Okay, and he was uncovered within his tent. Apparently, he got to this place where he was exposed, was naked, and so he's drunk and tore up and tore down, and he's laying out, and, you know, he's not in a good place right now. Okay, so now catch this, what happens. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. Okay, he walked in this under the tent and saw this, okay? Okay, the fact that he saw it was already bad, but the fact that, okay, he did see. And then, so his next move was and this got him in trouble. The next move was, and he told his brethren without who was standing, who was outside. See, everything is not for you to go tell everybody. Everything is not for you to go make a broadcast about that you saw. You have to know when to speak and when it's time to do. See, here he erred because he went out and told his brothers about his father. And he probably did it in a mocking spirit. You know, not really to say, oh, but no, this is a situation, I need some help. No, it wasn't in that spirit. Because he wouldn't have got what he gotten if it was in that kind of spirit, like he don't know what to do. But it was, he did it in a mocking way. He made fun of his father. And so here, what he should have done was, because he saw his father at his vulnerable state, at a vulnerable moment, he should have actually took the time to do what they did, covering him up himself. Sometimes this is why your spiritual parents or certain leaders, this is the reason why God may allow you to be in their life. Now, let's get real with it. Some of us who've been here on this earth, you have been positioned by God to be close to the leadership. God has anointed you to be there. And you think, well, why am I here? But then you may think about it, and you may see all this kind of stuff that's going on in their life. You'd be like, what? Okay, nevertheless, there might be some things you are there for a reason. You may be there to see what's going on. Then on top of that, not only to see what's going on, but to help make things better. Or to let them know, okay, really be there for them, be a light, let them know, I see you going through, but, you know, some changes that need to be made, or you might get caught. You might be a light in their life, or an example. Or God may have you be there to be a voice to them, you know. Some stuff is real. If it's evil and with the wrong intent, he may have you to be there to see what's going on to expose at a different time. You may be there to expose, but you're going to have to do it God's way, not just the way that you want to do it. Amen? But most of the cases, God is allowing you to be there can be a help to the person. The leader may have some things going on, struggling. And then, too, most of all, to pray. He may allow you to be there because the people that he probably had there weren't praying. They just there looking around but not understanding what's the true meaning of covering. And so once again, when you cover someone, it's just to put something over or to on top of, in front of something else, especially in order to protect, hide, or close, to guard from attack. There's a lot of leaders that are exposed right now that's just out there. And a lot of people are going through, some leaders are going through because they're exposed. The people they have around them who's supposed to be there to help them, they're not praying. They're not praying, they're not doing what they need to do. So now they're there, but the leader is exposed. The leader is trying to fight for the people and protect themselves at the same time because the walls are down. People aren't praying. They're not covering their leaders. And they wonder why these leaders have a great fall, but it's only been so long they can hold themselves. If they're trying to cover you, protect you, who's covering them? Who is covering them while they're covering you? And this is why when people who are called to be part of a ministry, they're there, but then they're not there. In other words, God's called you to be there. You know God's called you to be there, but you have not made a connection. You're just kind of there observing. Just kind of hanging around. You're not really helping the leader like the way you need to, and especially when you know what God has told you to do. When God has told you to make the connection, connect, get in place, get in position so you can help the leader to get accomplished the work. Too many times you have people whose leadership, who's there struggling, they're fighting more than they have to be because people, first of all, aren't on task. People that's not playing, instead of praying, they're playing. And then on top of that, the ones who you do have, whose God sent there, they won't connect. They're still outside looking in, ride with the crew for a while, but then we'll make a commitment. God needs you. That's what he told you to be. Connect to that place. Don't sit there on the outside looking in and you know, just getting a free ride. No, no, no. There's a reason why God sent you there. God sent you to that place to be planted, first of all, so you can grow, so you can learn and flourish, and then so you can also work, too. That ministry needs you. I'm speaking to those pastors. I'm speaking for those bishops, those apostles. Amen. You got, that's why they need covering. You need protection. You need people covering you, holding you up. Speak to the lay people tonight. Those ones you know God has assigned you to a certain place, get in your place. It's too much leaders exposed for attack. They're sincerely going through some things, but they don't have the right people really covering them and protecting them, lifting them up in prayer like the way they need to be. And just being there on duty as well. Too often we make it too easy for the enemy because we leave the enemy, we leave the leaders exposed. And when the enemy comes in attack and catches them off guard, we sit there talking about them, but we actually dropped the ball. We messed up because we did not cover them properly. Many leaders are going through so much attacks right now that they shouldn't be going through. Why? Because instead of people helping, they're talking about them. How long will we sit there and be part of the problem rather than be part of the solution? Our leaders need to be lifted up. Our leaders need to be held up, covered in prayer for real. Pray for them, even in their wisdom, if they're doing some things that's not right. Even that, if they're doing some things that's not right and you see it, pray for them. And especially if you know they come from a sincere place, but they might be in a tight situation where some things might be happening that shouldn't be happening. Come on, don't leave them out there like that. Pray for them. Pray for them. Glory to God, pray for them. If anyone needs to call in that, we need prayer or have a question or comment, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the Q box at this time. Amen. Amen. So once again, we see Noah here, and a husband is one that plows and cultivates the land or farm. Then this we also see exposed. To expose mean to reveal something hidden, dishonest, or it may be a struggle. Because they may be struggling in some areas where they may not be as strong as they need to be right now. Some leaders go through some seasons where they may get hit in some areas. They may not be as strong as they once were, or they may be going through some personal things, and they may not be as strong in certain areas the way they need to be. Someone might be going through a struggle. They may have lost a loved one. They may be going through some emotional changes, whatever the case may be. But if we're not lifting them up in prayer, if we're not covering them, we leave them exposed for attack of the enemy. Because, see, listen, if the enemy sees there's a hole in that armor somewhere, he's going to attack. It's like a shark with blood in the tank. He's going to go for it. And so when we leave our leaders exposed, we leave our brethren exposed. You don't have to be all leaders, but we leave our brethren exposed. Now we actually setting them up for fail. Because sooner or later, they're going to get tired. They're going to get tired. They need to be lifted up. They need to be helped. If you can be there and help them, help them. Whatever you can do, that's what you do. Amen. So, amen. So as we see a little further here. So Ham, okay, after he saw Nathan and his father, he told his two brothers who were outside, and Shem and Japheth took a garment. See, they didn't play around with it at all. They didn't make no fun, they didn't make no joke. They got a garment quickly. They positioned themselves to work. They positioned themselves to cover. See, you got to have people who have a mindset. The first thing something happens is not to go tell CNN News, not to go put on a post on Facebook, not to go expose the leader and put them out there any kind of how. No. What do we do to help bring resolve to the situation? How can I put my hand to the plow and make things better? How can I go forth and do what I need to do to help or lift up my leader, not drag them down or kick them while they're down? You know, people are good for that, too. They wait till a good leader or someone who may be going through something, they may fall a bit, they may be down or maybe kind of out, and here there's some people coming along and kicking them along the way. There are people who do that. All right, so he took the garment and then laid it upon their shoulders. Amen. Now I can imagine they put it upon their shoulders to wear. Okay, now, then he said he laid it upon their shoulders and went backwards so they wouldn't see their father in this place. See, they did it to where they still, even in the midst of helping their father in the midst of their nakedness, they still kept the respect for their father. And even with some leaders today, God has placed you there to be there for them, you still want to keep that line of respect, even though you may see them in their nakedness, you may hear or know they're going through they may be in a weak place or their nakedness, they may be exposed in the area. You don't sit there and make things worse. You find a way, how can we make it better to cover them, protect them, make them strong, to cover them up, make them stronger while they're going through. So they put the blanket on their shoulder, the garment, above their shoulder, and they went backwards. They proceeded together in unity, walking backwards to cover him up. They covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were forward, not looking back at the situation, but they're looking forward and they saw not their father's nakedness. They did not disrespect their father. They didn't respect their leader. And sometimes we know our leader may be going through something, we get all crazy and feel like, okay, well, our leader going through something, that's an opportunity for them to attack. We just attack them and call them out their name and say a bunch of stuff. Sometimes we do some crazy stuff, and we think God honors that. God does not honor that. He knows, and so this is where, too, we have to understand, when you find your leader or your brother going through something, that's not the time to get a cheap attack on them. That's the time that you lift them up in prayer and you really be there for them for real. And once again, if you need to call on the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. If you see, you may have a brother or sister going through the same thing. Build them up. Cover them. Lift them up in prayer. Help them. See whichever way you can help them. Amen. Because, lo and behold, you never know. That could be you. You could go through a situation that really expose you, put you through a hard situation, but with the right backing, with the right people around you, listen here, y'all can handle that problem. No one could ever know about it, but at the same time, the problem was solved instead of made worse. See, sometimes our decision-making, we have to think beyond ourselves or do what other people probably wouldn't do. Some people might not have done that, but guess what? You're not other people. You're you. And God allowed you to see the situation. Amen. And this is why we have to be listening to the voice of God and really listen to the voice of God and really follow his direction. When it comes to lifting up your brother or sister, you may see your brother or sister going through something. You know, or for instance here, you may see them and they're in a bad situation. You see them going under a little bit. You know, God knows that they're going through situations. And let me say this here too while I'm at it. This is why when we see, let's go to Psalm 19. Let's go to Psalm 19 while I'm here. Amen. Okay. Let's go to verse 11. Moreover, by them is our servant warned. And in keeping them, there is great reward. So we're talking about the scripture, talking about the word of God giving a warning. Now, let me say this for the person who's going through. You're going through right now. You're struggling. As long as you do not bring this thing before God, it's your struggle. Understand this. You keeping it to yourself, you're not giving it to God, that's your fight. It's your battle. Until you give God this thing, this problem, then you'll be able to see some change. Or God is helping you in this matter. Let me read that. I'm going to go to the next verse. Okay. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. See, who can understand your errors when you missed it? Who can clean you from those secret faults, those issues that you may have that no one knows about. See, you may look holy. You may dress like you, you know, sanctified, set apart, all from that. You know, you're looking like you're ready. But who knows what's really going on under or behind that suit, men and women? Who really knows? Who understands how you may go home at night and you may find yourself with the bottle instead of being strong and allowing God to help you? Who knows or see where you might be when you go home? You might find yourself in those sites, the porn sites, and doing kind of stuff that you can do because you have an addiction going on. Who knows that? Who can really help you come out of that place? See, if you don't confess it and give it to God, that's your battle. If you don't open up your heart and be real and give it to God, it's your battle. How can God help you if you never give it to him? Let's go a little further. He says, keep that thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Sometimes with pornography, people are having dominion over them. Why? Because these sins, they know. Sometimes they have pre-thoughts in their mind about it, or they know they have a struggle with the thing, or a certain time of night hits, and the temptation is so strong for them to do this. See, who knows this? Who understands no one but God? Who can keep them back from going through this? He said, then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. How can you come out of this place of sin without being real with God? You see, some of you have this struggle you're dealing with internally, some issues. You've got to give it to God. If you don't give it to God, how can you be healed? I've had some things recently I had to let God deal with me with because there's no way I can keep on dealing with it by myself. I said, God, you got to help me with this. If you can't do it, it won't be done. So I need your help. He says, let the words in my mouth, those things that I say, and the meditation of my heart, those things that I'm resting on, thinking on daily, be acceptable in thy sight, that you receive it and you hear the counter sincere. See, as I'm thinking, as I'm confessing this thing to God, as I'm meditating on his word, you know, allow him to help me, to strengthen me, as I'm let it be acceptable in thy sight. Let it be pleasing to the Lord because I brought it to him, not trying to hold it myself. Stop trying to hold this thing to yourself. He said, cast your cares upon him because he cared for you. He said, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He said, my strength, the one who will give you the power to come out of it, and he's your redeemer, the one who will cause even those things you lost to be made new again. He will redeem you. He will redeem you. Put you back in the right place with him again. Oh, man. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. He says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. See, that's the first thing about it. You can't be prideful and expect God to help you. You cannot ask God. You can't come to God or act like you got this under control. And okay, God, yeah, I go through this thing, but I got it, though. You know, no. You got to be real with God. Let him know you don't have it. You're going through. You're struggling. You're losing. This thing is waxing you out. Until you really surrender all, God can't help you. If you just continue on letting this thing be a burden to you, and you're carrying this weight that wasn't designed for you to carry, this is why it's wearing you down and wearing you out. Okay, he says, humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you, he may raise you up, he will bring you out in due season. Sometimes we have to go through some things for a period of time. Now, hold that verse there, and let's go to, one second. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. All right, let's go. This is verse 5. Of such is one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmity I'll glory in my infirmities. For though I would desire, though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh. We're talking about some of those proper struggles that some people are going through. Those areas in your life that God's allowed to hang around a little longer. Something you pray one prayer and it's gone. You pray with fast for a few days, it's gone. But some things are like, you pray it may ease up for a little bit, but it's still hanging around. Come from time to time, it hits you up. Every now and then when you start doing good, all of a sudden it come out of darkness somewhere and hit you up. Those things that you probably didn't see coming, but it hits you up. Here he says, goes on and says that the thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet my flesh. Man, God allowed Satan to come and hit you with this thing a few times. Lest I should be exalted above measure. And it keeps you humble because it keeps you in a place to let you know what, you have not arrived. And so sometimes these guys allow these humbling moments to come along in your life to let you know, hey, you're still a work in progress. You still haven't made it yet. Stay with me. Stay focused with me. Stay close to me. But sometimes we think we got it made and we got it good. We tend to think we can do it better than God or we need God. Sometimes he allows things to happen to keep us close because he knows our heart better than we do. He knows some of us. He knows when we get information and we learn some things. He knows how some of us get. All right, he goes on to say, lest I should boast above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. In other words, he seeked the Lord three times about this thing. Not just once, three times. So here it is, you go before the Lord about this thing. You're praying, and it seems like every now and then this thing come at you, come on you, and you kind of struggle fight through it. It's just a low time. It seems like every during that time is like, it's, you know, everything be going good, and all of a sudden this thing come and makes you just kind of weak, leave you weak, leave you kind of vulnerable, and find yourself not sleeping good during this time. But then it moves on, and you get your strength back again. You can continue to move on. See, sometimes we things come out like we have to end up mastering that for some time. Amen. If you want to call the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. So here it is. And then he said to me, see, because he's been going to the Lord about it, because he's been getting God involved in it, he's been seeking the Lord about it, and he just wasn't trying to handle this himself. Here's God's response. He says, until my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. At your weakest point, I'm strong. Your weakest point, I'm strong. Just when you feel you can't make it, I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to allow you to go through it, but I'm going to sustain you. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to hold you up. This is why we have to cover one another, pray for one another, keep each other lifted up. When you see a brother going through, don't dog them out. Pray for them. Lift them up. When you see them going through some trying times, they may not be as strong as they usually be sometimes. Build them up. Encourage them with some words. Build them up. Whatever it takes. They need you. We need one another. We cannot forget that we need one another. We can't make it there by ourselves. There's times when apostles is on high. There's times an apostle may not feel like an apostle. But at the same time, even that too, be careful who you allow yourself to be open to. You can't let your hair down with everybody. Oh, my God. I'm going to try to finish this one because we need to go to that part there. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, and necessities, and persecutions, distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then. For when I am weak, then I am strong. See, sometimes we want to have this thing, we want to have control. It's not always for you to have control of. It's sometimes for the glory of God to be upon your life so people can see you can't make it without God. They want to see God shine in your life for real. How do you know God's a healer? How do you know he's a redeemer? Well, he had to stand you, hold you up when you were going through. How is he a way maker? Hey, man, I remember one time I was going through something in my body. I had to go preach to the prison. I was just that determined to make it. I had my back gave out that day. All kind of stuff was going on my back. I was in so much pain, it was ridiculous. But I was determined. I'm going to preach this word tonight. I'm going to go forth and go finish the work that I have to do. I was able to go forth, and the power of God, he was able to help sustain me. I was in pain, he sustained me, while I was able to go forth and do the work. But the job was done. And it took me to another place in my faith. Because I didn't just do what was convenient, but I did what was pleasing to God. Amen. So, amen. Let's go to back to 1 Peter. He says, casting thy cares unto him, for he cares for you. See, you can't, if you don't give it to God, he can't help you when he needs you. He's casting the cares upon him because he cares for you. For we care for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. See, the enemy is looking for those areas that's unprofessed. He's looking for those areas that you try to take care of yourself. He's looking for those areas that you so your pride would not let you give it to God or tell someone. See, even accountability. You don't want to be accountable to no one else, so you just try to hold yourself, and the devil's whipping you up and down the court. Backing you up in the corner. Having you break out a cold sweat at night. Why? Because you're trying to handle those things by yourself. Until you let it go and let God, you won't see his God's hand move. Alright? So he says, who rest steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother in the world. See, you gotta remember, you're not the only one going through these changes. You're not the only one that's going to be just being tried and tested. On every side. You're not the only one. Okay? But the grace, the God of all grace, see, this God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, listen now, after you have suffered a while, pray three times for this thing, but after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, make you mature, establish you, settle you, strengthen you and settle you. He's going to strengthen you and settle you. He's going to put it to rest. He's going to put down this argument, the things that you're going through. He's going to help you in due time, in due season. So some things are not going to happen right away, but you have to persevere for a while. You have to have long suffering in operation, the spirit of long suffering. Understand, you got to be able to endure for a while. Patience, patiently wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Amen. All right, and the last one, we're going to go to Matthew 26. So now we understand that we can't let our hair down with just everybody. Even Jesus is going to show us in a few seconds why, even that, even among his disciples, he knew who could handle parts of him that others couldn't. He knew who he could trust to show those more vulnerable moments that he'd had. He knew who he could show that to, and they still not go crazy and not respect them. So here it is. You see verse 36, Matthew 26:36. And then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he said unto the disciples, sit here while I go yonder and pray. So he told the disciples, all of them, sit here while I go yonder and pray. Yonder wasn't quite, it wasn't like that real close. Yonder was a little distance off. So they probably couldn't hear. They could see Jesus pretty decent, but they probably couldn't hear what was going on. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. So he took three disciples with him and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. He began to show, expose his heart. Begin to share his feelings, actually, you say that, share his heart with them. The burden that was on him, because he knew what he had to do. So he began to share with them. Either this was in going, or once he got to a certain place. Then said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Tarry ye here. So he expressed this to them. He didn't hold back. He expressed it to him where his heart was. Notice, he didn't share that with the other disciples. But he did share it with those three because he could trust them. See, you can't show and tell everything to everybody. There's certain things some people can handle and certain things they can't. Then when you tell them, you tell them as much as the Lord said tell them. You got to know how far to go with people too as well. Because there's some things, listen to this, check this out. There's some things you only need to go back to God about. Some things are not expedient for everybody to know. Or even some people. There's some things you have to take it back to God. Okay. He went a little further. Verse 39. He went a little further. And so he told them, tarry here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will be done. So here we see where he's praying. He says, so he told his Father, he's saying, if it be found this way, he's praying, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible. This is a time of, if we say it was a weak spot, he was going through that weak spot right then in the flesh because he knew what he had to do. He said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But he recovered quick. He said, nevertheless, the same verse, not as I will, not the way I want to do it, but let your will be done. Even though he had a weak place there, he didn't stay there. Other words, you're going to have times where you're going to have weak places in your Christian walk. You're going to have weak places as you're going through life. You're going to have places you want to break down. You're going to want to cry. If we notice here, Jesus just did not do this in front of the crowd. He didn't just do this among the Pharisees and Sadducees. He did this, first of all, near his disciples, but among three that he could trust to a point. And then he went further and went before the Father in his presence. In other words, in the presence of the Lord is where you share your complete heart and your weakness in order for you to gain strength. He shared his heart completely with God about where he was. His weakest moment. But at the same time, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. He also received strength there as well. And your chamber, your prayer time, this is why it's very important for you, instead of being emotional in your situations and let the whole world see you in your emotions, let him build you up. See, do not deny the fact that you have moments. But you're not exposing yourself to everybody. Because everyone can handle your exposure. Everyone can handle your real deal. Everyone can handle your true heart. Not everyone can handle that. Some people don't know what to do. They go tell somebody about it, tell everybody. And so now instead of respecting you, they lose respect. That's why it's very important you get to know who and where you can let your hair down. And the place in the presence of God is where he was able to release his heart, but yet gain strength. God didn't put him out there like that. See, those unconfessed sins, if you don't talk to God about it, how can God strengthen you if you never give him a chance to? It will continue to be a struggle that you have because your pride. Well, I shouldn't be going through. Everybody goes through something. But you got to know how to open your heart and let God come in. And really let him be able to deal with you. Yes, you're a Christian. Yes, you've been saved so many umpteen years. It doesn't matter. When you go through, you go through. Amen. And the last verse here, man. Amen. Oh, gosh. Man, my God. He said, so he goes on. So he did another. So he said, verse 40. And he came unto the disciples and find them asleep. So even after all he said, he still didn't catch him. He was sleeping. He said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? You couldn't pray with me 1 hour? See, he needed them, guess this, he needed them to watch and pray with him while he go before God, while he release and deal with himself. See, even Jesus wanted them to cover him, or needed them to cover him as well, because he knew what he had to do was major. In your everyday life, you know, everything, you know, when you go through, you'll go through, you need somebody covering you. This is why we need accountability with one another and allow people to minister to you where you are. So once again, the number to call is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. So he shared his heart with them, well, before them, I should say. And they couldn't stay with him 1 hour in prayer and covering him while he's there. We all need covering. We all need somebody to pray for us, cover us. Cover your leaders, pray for your leaders, build each other up, even the laymen who go through. Pray for one another, be there for one another. Are you covering or are you exposing your brother? That's the question I want you to remember tonight. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for your word. We thank you for each and every one who's heard the word tonight. Thank you for helping each and every one of us understand of what we're here to do. Either we're here covering or exposing. What are we doing? Help us, lead us, and guide us to know the truth, that we can rightly discern the truth and make the right decision about what we should do. So, Father, we thank you for your strength right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy right now in the spirit of deception. We command every eye to be open in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we glorify your name, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen. If there's anyone who, once again, the floor is open for prayer. If anyone needs a prayer or question, you press 1 to get in the queue box. And while we're waiting on anyone who ever responds or anything, we'll also cover those who need salvation. If you need to be saved today, tonight, I want you to pray this prayer. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for doing it my own way. I need you, Lord. I open my heart to you. I'm asking you, I surrender my life, and I'm asking you to come in to my heart. I want to be saved. I believe Jesus died, but yet he rose on the third day for me. He washed me from all of my sins. I receive him right now as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I acknowledge him as my own Savior, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If there's anyone who went astray, Lord, forgive me for going astray. I'm asking you, Lord, to help me, redeem me, bring me back in right standing with you. I surrender all to you, Lord, and I thank you for helping me, strengthening me in Jesus' name. Thank you for bringing me back into right fellowship. Thank you, Lord, also, Lord, forgive me for trying to do it my own way. I surrender to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing me back in my fellowship with you, Lord. I believe and I receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So once again, tonight, are you covering or exposing your brother? That is the question. Are you covering or exposing your leader, yourself? Are you being covered? Are you being exposed by others? Know the difference. Those who are covering you, they're trying to protect you. They have your back. Those who are exposing you, leaving you uncovered for attack. They're not there for you. And it's not. They don't care. They're leaving you exposed. So that's the question tonight. I pray that you find an answer. I pray that you know the answer tonight. Once again, join Eagles Wings International Ministries, a church within without walls. Tuesday night, Bible study. We have Impact Bible study. The number is 843-619-0410. As well as the Tuesday night Bible study, and also we'll be having New Year's service on this week on 9:45 New Year's Eve. Join us again in the same line number, and of course Sunday service will be there as well. Also, too, if anyone desires to sow a seed, you're welcome to sow your PayPal. Find us eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. EaglesWingsIM@yahoo.com, and also attention marks to free. Amen. And if you do by PayPal, that's what it is, PayPal. And if you do by mail, P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, to Apostle Marcus Dupree. Amen. P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. That's by mail. So once again, thank you for your time tonight. I pray that the word was a blessing to you. I pray that everyone was blessed tonight. God bless you all. King and blessings. Amen. Bye-bye.
taking charge.